You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Bradnick.
And we love scams.
Guys, we love scams. We have a very special guest. You know her, you love her, you've heard her on multiple episodes. She's our scam spondent extraordinaire, yes. College student, intern, comedian, woman about town. Mackenzie Thomas.
Welcome, Mackenzie. Hello. Hi. I'm back. I'm ready. Ready to go.
Okay, Mackenzie, thank you for coming back. Thank you for keeping me in touch. I feel like I'm like Amy Poehler in Mean Girls, like, oh, you kids keep me young. Like,
that's she does. She keeps us young. She's also on the beat of everything. And we'll be like, Mackenzie, you know about this? And she's like, yeah, duh. I've known about it for years.
Yeah, exactly.
We feel slightly cool. And she's like, guys, I've wrote a dissertation on it.
So
I just like stuff.
Before we get into our scam for the day, there is some YouTube news that Mackenzie
some
and
update.
I need to recap. Because ever since she was here the last time, I have been very into YouTube. It's like,
it's so hard not to be.
It's
you know?
It's a whole layer of reality television that I have not charted yet. It's an uncharted water.
It's more crazy because like YouTube, the thing with it is it's not like they don't film things in seasons. It's just their whole life.
And it's constantly put up.
Yeah. And they're real people. So it just never ends. Never ends. And I've been in it since I've been 12 and now I'm 20.
Wow. So you have a historical knowledge that we don't have.
Yes. Yes. I have so many people that I would love to recommend for you to check out.
Well, okay. So where I'm at in my journey is that Shane Dawson, Shane and Tana from our last, you know, foray into the YouTube world. Shane did a documentary on this guy, Jake Paul. It's a 10-part documentary, and I'm like halfway through it.
You're watching
it's so long, and I've seen every part.
It's so long, and
and the payoff is so minimal.
Really? I'm so mad that I didn't get to finish it.
Don't get excited.
Okay, so this guy, Jake Paul, married our girl, Tana, last week in
And Tana's friends with what's his face?
Everyone.
But who's the guy you just mentioned?
I'm Shane Dawson.
I don't terrible with names. Shane.
Yes.
Tana's friends with Shane.
Yes. And Shane has done a documentary on both Jake and Tana at different points in their life. And now they're married. Tana and Jake Paul and Tana Mojo got married like 3 days ago.
Tana Mojo.
And it was insane.
Tana Mojo of TanaCon fame. We remind you.
We did two TanaCon episodes.
From the TanaCon episode. So basically like Tana and Jake Paul got married all of a sudden. They started dating this summer.
Yeah.
So like 3 months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And everything happened really, really fast.
Okay.
So I was like, this is so weird. It's probably just for like clout. They're just hanging out for like
PR.
Views, PR, whatever. Yeah. And then all of a sudden Tana's birthday comes up and Jake Paul buys Tana Mojo a G-Wagon for her birthday.
But that was a scam. And the Mercedes G-Wagon, it's like one of those ugly, like it looks like a Jeep. It's
ugly ass car. Ugly ass car.
So ugly.
But the thing is, Tana does not have her driver's license. And she also had a scandal about a year and a half ago where she drove her friend's car while she was Xanned out.
No.
Like she was like
Xanax out.
Yeah. So she was taking Xanax and she was driving. And she also crashed someone's G-Wagon in another unrelated event.
So the guy she's shortly dated is like, you know what this girl needs? Another G-Wagon.
And she doesn't have her license, but you know
what?
She's
going to drive G-Wagon.
She needs it.
Yeah. So like things with Jake and Tana escalated so quickly. It's so weird. And then all of a sudden they were getting married. Mm-hmm. They grew up so fast, like truly, but they right were getting married eyes. All of a sudden. Yeah. And so basically like they got engaged at Tana's 21st birthday party.
Okay. When you're 21, you got to start making big plans.
Yeah. Making big plans. They got engaged. Jake Paul basically gave Tana a cake that was delivered to her by a bottle service girl at a strip club.
Okay.
And it said like, Tana, yeah, romance. Tana, will you please marry me? And it had like the ring and then they got engaged. And literally 3 weeks later, today, they are married.
They're married.
That's how she plans things, guys. She doesn't waste time.
Her wedding is very similar to TanaCon.
Yes.
Because she sent out the invitations like 4 days before it happened. Mm-hmm. And her wedding wasn't even in LA where she's based. It was in Las Vegas where she's originally from.
And it was attended by a ton of people, right?
Tons of people, tons of YouTubers.
Was it 700 or am I wrong?
I don't know.
I thought it was in the hundreds.
And like the crazy thing though, which is a very scammy.
Yeah.
You could stream Jake Paul and Tana's wedding on a service called
Halogen.
Halogen for $50.
No.
Yes. $50.
Yes.
Guys.
Yes. And so like right when they got engaged, like right when they were kissing, like doing the vows, they kissed, a guy threw champagne at Jake Paul and there was a fight.
This is at the wedding while the wedding's happening. They say the I do's and then a bottle of champagne comes
out.
But
we think that's fake, right?
I don't
know,
but I feel like it must be.
I don't know. I think it's like finally like, you know what? You messed up. My little sister fainted at TanaCon.
Wait.
Yeah. But they had to refund everybody that watched the stream. Refunds are being talked about because it was such poor quality and it was so shitty. Like,
if you have to refund your own wedding, that is such garbage.
But the wedding itself could be a scam.
Yeah, so we don't know if it's a real marriage. What do you think?
So the ring is a cubic zirconium ring that was $125.
Cool.
That's a little bit suspicious for Jake Paul, who can buy a G-Wagon, right? Yeah. And they didn't really exchange real vows or anything. And also,
do they have a marriage license?
No,
they do not.
All right.
So they're not married, but they're also married. So take that as you will. It's so weird. They're both very strange. I'm sure she'll be pregnant tomorrow and she'll have a baby the next day.
She just really wants everyone talking about
Mackenzie,
her.
Yes. What is your opinion on their love? Is it real? Is their union real?
I don't think it's real.
Because you heard it here first.
When they started dating, it could be one of two ways. When they started dating, they were like, we're doing this for clout. Like, we're dating for clout. We're dating for the views.
They said it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like a joke. But then all of a sudden they started like getting serious. And I think they actually like are falling for each other. But are they in love? I don't know.
Maybe they're falling for like the fanfare. Like, they're loving the attention.
Well, they're both two types of people that really, really love attention.
Yeah.
So I don't really know.
Or you call them attention
whores. But honestly, in a way, I could not name two people out there that are more perfect for each other.
I know.
They are both insane.
I think my opinion is, I think that Jake Paul is not into it because every video I saw from the wedding, he's like not even looking at her.
He didn't leave with her.
He didn't even leave with her. They left in separate cars. They went.
She had some family emergency, right? He wasn't there, or he did, or she didn't. Something.
I don't
they
know.
They went to and then they went to Europe, and they brought like Jake's whole family. They brought so many people with them to Europe for their honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. And then I read she left Europe early for a family emergency. He didn't come with her.
Yeah.
And he stayed with his friends in Europe because he didn't want to miss his honeymoon, which you do with your wife.
Wait, so I don't think he's that into her, but I think she is into him because on their wedding day, she posted a video.
A very emotional video.
Very emotional.
Oh, and she's not even in it. It's like just a black screen and her being like, Jake Paul, I love you. Like more than any person in the world.
And it's like 12 like, minutes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's really long and I couldn't even sit through it.
No, please don't.
There's no value in it for me.
Well, and apparently I've read Jake Paul's brother,
Logan,
thinks it's real stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also Logan Paul is
a piece of shit.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Filmed a dead body.
Do you not know about this?
No, guys, I'm ancient.
You don't know
he
about
went
this?
To the suicide. He went to the suicide forest in Japan.
Sorry, I didn't
and
mean to
filmed
be mean about
a guy. A dead body of a man who hung himself like 10 minutes prior.
Why did he do that?
Because he's
crazy. He's a psychopath.
Also, there's a suicide forest. That's
in Japan.
Yeah, it is really sad.
But also, I respect that.
It's like...
This is where I go to die.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, the Pauls and, like, all of these people, like Tana, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. They don't really have, like, a grasp on how, like, normal people live. But at some point, they were normal people,
I guess the minute they're born, you're normal. And then like, but they, again, guys, and I'm going to sound like a grandmother. They're all part of this generation that just like grew up with the YouTube. Yeah.
I guess. And I mean, I did too, but I'm not out here like, it's all for clout. Like, you know,
but aren't you? No.
Yeah.
No, the exact opposite. I know, but I feel like just like, you know, some people grew up during the
Great Depression.
Birth of, yeah, the Great Depression. OxyContin. Like, whatever it is like, whenever it's your generation,
yeah.
You really can, like, jump into it, or you just
I don't even
are normal.
Get it. Like, I'm starting to feel like I'm old. Because now there's the TikTok.
I know, TikTok's
generation arising.
Yes.
And it is so confusing to me.
TikTok's because, okay, new,
it's
and
just
I
Vine,
don't want
right?
to get into it.
It's just fine.
No.
But like colorful
it's like
cartoons.
The main appeal is it's like kids, like 12-year-olds, like being like sexy, which is awful.
No.
And like lip syncing.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's the talent value in this?
And like, also like weird faces. They have all these. I think it's like huge face filters and stickers.
But also you could argue that someone like Tana is talented because she can captivate an audience. Like we're talking about her.
Yes.
Like she's a. She got famous from telling stories.
She's skilled, yes.
You know, but Jake Paul became famous with his brother on Vine. You know, it makes some people laugh. Doesn't make me laugh, but it has some value in it, I guess. But like TikTok, what the fuck?
His brother is skilled at filming dead people.
Yes.
Like you, everyone has a skill. Everyone has a talent.
Mackenzie, here's the thing is that you approach a certain age, like 30 maybe, and then your brain is just full when it comes to technology and you can't absorb new stuff. And it just happens. It's like, whereas before it was like another language and you just picked it up right away because your brain was.
Oh, yeah. Like when kids learn multiple languages at 5 or 6.
Your brain
that makes me
soft.
Now they're learning TikTok at 5 and 6.
Yeah. And once you reach 30, it's like it's not all downhill, but it's like your brain is like, I'm good on technology. That's it.
I don't feel like it.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. But guys, we also have another thing I don't understand that we do have to bring to the people because.
Okay. So
let's
do
break
it
down.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Okay, we're talking about a little girl named Caroline Calloway, ladies and gentlemen.
Which reminds me of Kelly and Conway.
They couldn't be more different.
Okay.
Caroline Calloway.
She is a girl who she is a pioneer in the Instagram story genre.
Oh, okay.
She Instagram stories her entire life. She got, she was studying abroad in England, I believe. She's relatively smart. She Instagram storied every moment of her life there to the point where I think she may have failed out of Cambridge. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll look into that.
But she got a book deal from her Instagram stories. She was supposed to write a book. She got her advance on the book. She did not write the book and did not deliver it. So she has to return her advance. And she's now hosting events to make money to return her advance, I think is the gist.
I think that's the gist too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and she's verified on Instagram. She has a big following.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's like the next generation of YouTubers.
She basically, Caroline became really, really famous because she would make these Instagram posts with really, really long captions about.
Yeah, that's huge on Instagram. The longest caption ever, mm-hmm. which I don't ever want to read, but apparently those do really well.
She used to write about her boyfriend at Cambridge, Oscar, who was like, this was like in the height of One Direction and kind of like the resurgence of like, yeah, this was like during the resurgence of like British culture being popular, like amongst teens, like in the 2014, 2012.
She was on that beat.
Yeah. And so she was dating this guy and she would write about it all the time. His name was Oscar. He was really, really cute. And she would write about like their adventures together and stuff in a very fairy tale type way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that got her a book deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was an art history student at Cambridge.
Okay.
And she would also write about like going to balls and going like on amazing vacations to like islands and stuff. And it was, you could see how that could be very appealing to a certain type of person.
Mm-hmm. Very princess.
Also if you're younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very like this princess fairy tale narrative that she was living. And some people speculated that her Instagram captions and stories were completely fake, right?
People have speculated that. Yes.
Okay. Now she was accused of being scammy.
Yes.
And there was a journalist that put a whole Twitter page.
Kaylee,
yeah. Wrote all of this stuff on Twitter and sort of was like trolling her, but in a smart way. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't see this.
What was that she was? Yeah.
So there was a journalist. Her name's Kaylee. I'm forgetting her last name, but she's pretty popular on Twitter. She made this thread about how Caroline Calloway's workshops that she started doing about Kaylee Donaldson. The workshops that she started doing about 2 years ago.
Yes. Book deal. Okay.
Is a scam. Because basically the first round of events that Caroline had were not very successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She bit off a lot more than she could chew. Everything fell through. Lots of the dates didn't even happen.
So she's never done events before. Just like Tana.
Tana. Yeah. So basically like she did this event in New York and it was a garbage fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was supposed to write everyone that went handwritten letters, didn't happen. There was supposed to be like gourmet food, didn't happen.
And she promised all this on Instagram.
Yeah, she promised all of these like big things, mm-hmm. but like nothing happened. And it was marketed as a creativity workshop, but there wasn't a whole lot of like creativity,
anything.
Like or things from Caroline.
I think if we're learning anything about influencers is that they're bad event planners.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. So Kaylee Donaldson did this Twitter thread that was basically saying all these things that Caroline Calloway had done at her event and how it was like unethical and the price tag on it was ridiculous. Like yeah, she was charging $200.
Yeah, it says here for at one point she charged $165 for a 4-hour mm-hmm. workshop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So basically Kaylee,
the reporter,
she said Caroline Calloway wants to sell everything, but she makes nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And
called her a scammer.
And called her a scammer. And that kind of began the big trend of calling Caroline Calloway a scammer. And she went viral on the internet for kind of being like the face of influencers who don't know anything about.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. So there was a whole drama between Caroline and Kaylee. Like Caroline was basically harassing Kaylee and getting her followers to attack her online, which was really shitty.
Yeah.
And
they made t-shirts.
Caroline made a t-shirt after reading Kaylee's thread once it was completed that said, "Stop hate following me, Kaylee," and sold it.
But then the t-shirt brand company that was selling it stopped because it was a part of bullying.
Yeah.
So they pulled
it. It is bullying.
It is bullying. Yeah.
That happened. And that was awful. Like, I think honestly, like if you're an influencer out in the world, you should be open to critiques. Like that's a part of it.
Or reality. And it wasn't even like, she was just saying that nobody like got what they asked or what they paid for. Like she's not lying. She's just stating facts.
Yeah.
Yes. So basically like, I don't think that what Kaylee did was wrong at all because it's just a critique.
She just called her out.
And also, she's just revealing that it's the facts. She's making
not personally attacking her in any way.
It probably felt personal though.
Oh, yeah. And she talked about that.
Okay. So then what's bringing us here is that one of these events that Caroline did was in New York City.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to say I want to thank our audience because we put out a call. It was Mackenzie's dream to attend a Caroline Calloway event. And it was her little dream.
Yes.
And we wanted to make her dreams come true. It was her heart's desire.
Yes.
So we put out we put out an urgent call on social media. Can you help contribute to the cost of this? And after,
because we don't have the money.
And after I think the total amount of the ticket was $172, which is insane. Yeah.
Yes.
And so we had three donors. Thank you so much. Who were able to make this dream come true for Mackenzie.
You guys are the best. I got to go to a Caroline Calloway event, and it's all thanks to you guys.
Yeah, Anna Drezin, Alan Pugliese, which is my...
Wait, Anna Drezin, like SNL writer?
She's your major benefactor here.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, you're not kidding.
I'm fucking obsessed with that woman.
She's
amazing.
Well,
she's
your major benefactor because she said she needs for this to happen. She needed for you to attend this event.
She was really excited.
Yeah. Anna Drezin, Ellen Pugliese, my friend from a long time ago, and this girl, Madison Gutwein, who has the same last name as my great-grandparents. Thank you all.
Maybe I'll do like a Caroline Calloway style thank you and I'll write a really long letter you guys.
Only an Instagram caption.
I'll actually like make an Instagram caption, screenshot it, put it in an envelope and send it to you.
Well, that's even a lot more than she does. So.
And we'll get into that.
Your stories. Yeah. Okay. So this happened. So we got so lucky from you guys. You helped us out and we got Mackenzie a ticket and then Mackenzie went undercover as a member of this group and she was there and we got text messages. You were nervous, Mackenzie. You were texting us like, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen. And we are so excited. She is our scamspondent extraordinaire.
We know virtually nothing about this event except that it was very intense and Mackenzie has so many thoughts and feelings about it.
And she lost a jacket. I mean, a lot of things happen. There's emotions. Like, we hope she finds her jacket. Like, so guys, we're learning this for the first time with you.
Yes. All right. Take it away, Mackenzie.
Okay. So the morning I got dressed. I wanted to blend in.
Okay.
I found my longest dress.
Okay.
It's white. And so basically I walk in the most incredible art apartment space I'd ever seen in my life. Art. Everywhere.
Really?
Like, I'm talking like statues and shit on the ceiling, on the walls.
Like a loft?
Yes. If there was an earthquake, they would be fucked. The owner of this place would be fucked. Okay. Like there was thousands and million bajillions of dollars on these walls.
Okay. Ugh. So it looks like an art gallery, but it was also like an apartment.
Yes.
Okay.
So she, Caroline rented out this space.
Okay.
It was owned by this cute little lady who is has the thickest French accent I've ever heard.
Yes.
Fitting.
We stand.
Fitting.
We stand.
Yes, 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 yes. She has a very fat, lazy cat. That was cute.
Perf.
Yeah. So I walk in and there is just, okay.
How many are there when you walk in?
I'm going to say 17 people.
The whole thing.
Yes.
And you were then
maybe
the last.
20 the most.
Okay.
I was not the last.
Okay.
I was like one of the middle-ish people to come in. And these people look like little Caroline Calloway's, like people that would like bully me in middle school like high school, like people that would like bully me in middle school for like watching Doctor Who and having photos of Bill Hader in my locker, like people like that. And I got very uncomfortable and
I'm
was
sweating
kind of
already
sitting by myself and just looking around, feeling it out.
Wait, so you mean like white girls with blonde hair?
A little bit of that, bit of that vibe, but also like not even white girls with blonde hair, like, you know, like well-read brunettes too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
throw them on.
And also there were also other women of color there.
There were.
So I was into that.
Yeah.
Really into that. I just sit there kind of by myself for 30 minutes, like freaking out. And then this girl comes in. We'll call her Peg.
Call her Peg.
Peg. She comes and she sits next to me and we just kind of like hit it off.
Oh, great.
And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't think in a space like this I would make like a friend.
Ever.
And we just started talking and she was so funny and so sweet. And I kind of talked to her. And then so the first hour, Caroline doesn't show up. Like, it's in the invitation.
And how many hours is this?
Four.
Wait, she didn't show up for the first hour?
That's in the... of like the invitation. She doesn't show up at
she
all
says
of,
you'll have a first hour to yourself.
Yeah, like for all of the creativity workshops that Caroline does, she does not show up for the first hour.
So it's really a 3-hour workshop,
but it's supposed to be like a mixer.
Did we mention the name of this event yet? This event is called The Scam.
Yes.
Oh, so she's poking fun at it.
Yes. Okay. So I'll get into
that. Very important. Was there food there?
Okay. So there was food there, but it was salad and hummus, which
what?
Is like fine for a normal person, but I'm allergic to raw fruits and vegetables.
What?
So I've never had a salad.
Wait,
so
what?
I just ate
what
hummus and like crackers. Like
this
a freak.
Wait, so if you eat like a hamburger with lettuce on it, you're screwed?
I can have lettuce, arugula, and radishes.
What else? You get a rash?
Yeah.
What else happens?
Like my mouth are a bad one for...
What about
my people?
Almonds?
I can eat almonds.
Okay.
They don't taste good. They taste like shit. But like, yeah,
you're
fuck almonds.
First.
Wow. Rude.
So I'm sitting at this event.
Okay. No food you can eat.
Yeah. I'm sitting at this event and
spooning
then they start
hummus.
They start playing music. And the first song that they play to catch the vibes for this event was Day and Night by Matt and Kim.
I used to love this album a while ago.
It's very like
in 2012, you know.
Okay.
It was like the first, like it's like a classic entry level, like indie
entry
song.
Level.
Great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so they play I Want to Be Like Kanye, if you know that song. Another classic 2012, 2013 banger. And I'm just sitting there awkwardly talking to my friend Peg, getting along famously. And then an hour goes by, Caroline shows up.
Okay, what is she wearing?
Blue yoga-ish pants, a yellow yoga-ish like halter top type deal, and a giant red sweater with farm animals on it.
So she wore athleisure to this event that you guys pay $200 for?
Yeah.
I'm offended.
Yes. I was offended a little bit, but she took like 40 minutes to meet everybody personally,
but like,
which I thought was really
like,
nice.
Yeah, put
really
on
nice.
A ballet flat. Put on, you know, something.
She was wearing Reebok white sneakers. So she was wearing that. She met everybody. I think she knows that
I'm
a rat. I think she knows.
I'm not happy about, like, I'm not happy that she didn't pull herself and together also, and put on a little bit
I
of a look.
I wish that she would come in the full Caroline Calaway, like, flowers in her hair. Yeah, that's dress. Her thing. That's, like, her look.
Because you dressed up.
You turned Wait, a look. She should turn over a look, this. You know?
Yeah. I turned to look.
Wait, but Mackenzie said that she already knew Mackenzie was a rat.
I had a weird moment with Caroline when she went around, and maybe this could be my anxiety talk. Okay.
Maybe.
But she was like, yeah, I've stalked all your Instagrams. Like, I know who you are. And she went around and she met everybody, but she had such a short amount of time with me. Didn't really look me in the eye that much. And I was like, fuck, like, she knows. Like, yeah.
But she might have known, because before we did crowdfunding for your ticket, I emailed her on Eventbrite and was like, hey, we're a scam podcast. Can we get a press admission? Or, like, can we get a ticket? And then I bought your ticket with my name. So she might have known.
Who cares? I mean, cares? Yeah, I'm so, like, curious.
It doesn't matter.
We're a scam podcast. She's hosting the scam that's relevant, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, Caroline, after she met everyone, got up on, like, there's this big staircase in the apartment space and sat on it. And she was like, usually during these workshops, I'll heckle you positively to get you motivated. Oof. But I don't really feel like doing that.
Okay.
In this workshop, I really want to talk about heartbreak and being judged.
Whoa.
And I was
because there's a rat here.
Wow. And she's like, and I also want to talk about inspiration. She was like, guys, I just want you to remember when you're making things to be inspired by the things that inspire you.
Wow. That's so deep.
And she was talking about, like, how some people, she's like, it's not cool to like castles. It's not cool to be a nerd about British stuff, but what? I am, and it inspires me.
Wow. Wait, can I just tell you that I would have loved to be positively heckled?
I would have too.
That's all I want.
I really wanted her to do,
like,
that.
Like, you're so beautiful. Oh my God, I love you. Like, positively heckle me.
But her skin is perfect.
It? Yeah.
She is beautiful. Okay. So, so pretty in person.
Oh, great.
Also, very articulate.
Great. Good.
So articulate. But then all of a sudden she was like, all right, I'm going to break you guys up into groups.
Okay.
And you guys are going to share your art with each other.
Okay.
And you were supposed to bring.
Because you were asked to bring art.
You were supposed to bring and prepare art for the event? Okay.
Yes. So the night before, I was scrambling around.
Sure.
I've been working on this zine about how I was really severely depressed for the last 3 years of my life. Mm-hmm. So senior year, going into my first years of college,
sure,
and struggling with suicidal ideation.
Sure.
And now I'm on Zoloft. I'm fucking chilling, like, whatever.
We're all pro-meds.
I'm in DBT. It's fucking great.
Yeah, we all struggle.
But I'm writing this zine that's super sad. And usually the stuff that I put out is funny.
Yes, very
funny. This is like me being serious and talking about something that should be handled with care. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, like a package with like a porcelain baby doll.
Yeah,
on it,
bubble
or something
wrap.
Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was split up in this group of these wonderful, like, I honestly cannot say one bad thing about these girls.
How big?
They were so. My group was the biggest one, and it was six people.
Okay.
And we were obviously, like, the alt group.
Oh.
Love it.
But you know what? We owned it. We were great. Yes. I was sitting next to this girl, not going to name names, but honestly, she is going to be in 11th grade, and she has the most beautiful writing I've heard in a long time.
Wow.
And she is so talented. And all of the girls were so talented. I was in there with a girl that writes for Pitchfork, and she was fucking funny. And I was with another girl.
It really drew an amazing group.
Yes. I was in there with another girl who wants to write a sci-fi novel about
Oh my God.
And I was like, that is so, so great. Please don't steal that idea because.
Oh yeah, we should bleep it.
Because she's going to write it and she's going to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there with another girl that was a songwriter and randomly goes to college with someone that I went to high school with.
Great.
And so the group.
What was the demographic again? Were they all like your age, or were they all high school kids?
I would say it was the youngest was probably that girl, 11th grade, and the oldest was Caroline, who's like 27.
Got it.
Okay.
So very much like
in that
age
tiny
group,
wheelhouse.
Like, I would say like a marketing demographic, you know, like Gen Z, like whatever. Yeah. So we talked for a long time. They were, I was also there with another girl who's like a fashion designer and a poet.
Oh, wow.
And we talked a lot about a whole bunch of things. We were supposed to share our art, but we kind of did that last because we had a lot in common. Mm-hmm. They were talking about like star signs and shit. And I was like, guys, I don't know anything about this. And I was like, I just know that I'm a Capricorn, Sagittarius cusp, and my boyfriend's an Aquarius. And one of the girls goes, that's hot. And I was like, that's so funny.
That's so funny.
I had such a positive experience.
You were having a blast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. So I shared my art, my depressing pages from my zine. I read a passage about how I used to take really hot showers when I was really depressed because I wanted to turn into Nickelodeon slime and float down the drain. And I would like imagine myself like turning into like Gak and like just like disappearing into nothingness. And I was like talking about that and like sharing your body. So yeah, I read a passage about turning into Nickelodeon slime, going down the drain, turning into nothingness. And I talked about sharing your body with misery and like, and stuff like that. And they were so receptive to it.
Of course.
And I talked about like some deep stuff, like how my boyfriend, who's my biggest supporter, like in this whole awful, I hate to call it a journey because it fucking sucked. He was like, you don't want to kill yourself. You want to kill the part of yourself that makes you depressed.
Wow.
And I shared that with the group. And I know it's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And so they were so receptive to it. The stuff that they shared was so great. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of fun talking to some creatively minded people and just
in this freeness too. It seemed like it was very free and open and loving.
It really was.
Yeah.
So we shared in the groups for like a really long time, like probably 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So by the time that was done, we had a sharing session of like the best of our groups.
Okay.
So we had the younger girl share from ours and we heard some other poetry and stuff from other people, and it was great. And Caroline was like, everybody, I don't want you to look at the person presenting, like look at the art in the space. So I just got to like look at some art, hear some good stuff, some hot takes, you know. And then at the end of the workshop, Caroline stood back on the steps and was like, okay, guys, I'm going to talk to you about being judged.
Oh, geez.
So she got up on the steps again and was like, I'm going to talk to you guys about being judged. So she was talking about how going viral kind of.
So she addressed the incident.
Yeah. She said basically she started it off saying like, I woke up in a world one day where people were saying that I was a bad person, and people that had never met me had an opinion on me and were saying that I was bad. And it was hard because when you're dealing with something where something really has you down, especially at my age, I would be able to call my parents and they'd be able to tell me something that would help. But this is a whole different animal, like going viral and being hated on the internet. My parents don't know what to do about that. Nobody knows what to do about that. Like, so I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. And she goes on to say, which I thought really showed a lot of growth in the Caroline Calloway character.
Mm.
She said, the reason why I was so mad, this does not excuse the bullying towards Kaylee.
Yeah.
She was like, the reason why I was so mad was because Kaylee said I wanted to sell everything and make nothing. And at that time in my life, I wasn't making anything.
So she was right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why she was mad.
And I was like, huh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
My idea of her kind of changed.
Yeah.
In that moment, because I was like, okay, like everybody does in their own right need to have time to be self-reflected. Like, I've done things that are bad, but I'm not a famous influencer.
Right.
And I didn't have.
Just wait.
Whatever. Like,
this podcast is going to get you.
Woohoo. Like, I'm not a famous person. Like, she had people on Reddit going after her, sending death threats to her parents. And like, nobody deserves that. And what she did was really poorly organized, came off really shitty because it has a very high price tag. But honestly, if Caroline is willing to make a space with positivity mm-hmm. and with people that are really creative and want to make stuff, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Do I agree with the price tag, $200, to just have some really fulfilling conversations, which should be free anyway?
Mm-hmm.
No. Right. But I...
Because it's going to her pocket. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't really like learn anything from her.
Yes.
But I learned a lot from the girls in my group.
So it's really like lucky and kind of like a yes. good fortune that you got to meet these other women, but not necessarily... She did organize it, but not necessarily like her teachings.
So, wait, I just want to do a brief recap. So the first hour, she didn't show up and you ate hummus. The second 2 hours, you were in a small group of beautiful women. And then the last hour, she did a brief motivational speech.
Oh, no.
Very brief.
Her more confession speech.
Yes. Yeah. And then like there was pictures, but I didn't get a picture because I was like... I would feel really shitty.
Yes, yes.
About taking a photo with her, because like if
just to exploit.
Without fully disclosing,
yeah, yeah. And like if she hears this, like,
and you're an undercover reporter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
now.
I can't.
You're a mole.
I can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a mole. I'm a rat. Whatever.
Big deal. Squeak, squeak. Like, you know,
like whatever. But she, I think. Do I agree with her talking about her ex so publicly and people that she's been involved with on the internet? No.
No.
Would I ever do that? No.
No.
Do I agree with the price tag of the event? No. Mm-hmm. Like the three of us together could not afford it. No. We had to crowdfund it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Like she did though give out scholarships to the event and she did give tickets like away for like I think more than half price. Which was really sweet, but I'm also like, why does there have to be a price tag?
Yeah, well, because she's just trying to
pay off
that book deal.
Oh, God.
It's sort of interesting. I was thinking like, okay, so she did something very wrong. And so now she is trying to find a way to make money. And I think she must believe that her only talent is sort of this inspirational Instagram skill that she has. And yes. if she doesn't have any ads, that's the only way she'll bring in income. So it's like, you need to make money, you go get a job, but her job is going to be creating these events, but she wasn't very good at it.
Yeah. And she does have a team of people that help her.
Yeah. You said but, 5 assistants?
Yeah. And they're all like around my age.
Okay.
And it just seems like a lot. Like they did do a really good job. Like the event was, the space was beautiful.
So she learned from like her past mistakes.
I believe mm-hmm. so. But I just wish the workshop, I think just for the girls that attended that really like love Caroline, like I wish it was more structured and she had like actually more things to say because.
And to provide with people.
Yeah. Because I feel like she didn't really have a whole lot to say.
I want mm-hmm. to know, did you get a plant trimming or a mason jar?
Oh, right. I have
because she some Caroline Calloway things. Instagram storied like just a delivery of mason jars. And she also
yes.
Instagram storied that she was trimming her plants and giving people like clippings from her plants.
What the hell is that?
I have a little Caroline Calloway. Plant.
Yes.
And I will explain it for the people listening to the podcast. So. She gave a care package to all of us in a giant bag, like ridiculously giant, like bigger than my torso, huge, that said like Caroline Calloway on it. I was going to bring it, but I was like, you know what? I'm not lugging this thing around.
No, you don't want to advertise on your way here.
Yeah, exactly. So she gave us some rocks, some crystals.
Damn. Can you hold those up so I can see them real close?
They are.
Are they crystals or are they rocks? Are they just a casual...
Both.
They look like what you get from the museum gift
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, like kind of crystals that you would get like if you were at like Six Flags and there's like a little gem mining station for like
I
kids.
Mean, from my point of view in Los Angeles, those look like casual river rocks to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I don't know where you're going, but these rocks are pretty colorful, but they're rocks. She gave us a tea candle, you know, like I can't really describe it because it's very much... A candle.
Wait, yeah, what does it smell like? Does it have a smell?
It's.
I don't think so.
It's. This is for all of our scent-tically inclined
I love a scented
people.
Candle.
It's, no, it just smells like hand soap.
It smells like I'm getting like notes of vanilla and lavender.
And
y'all.
This is like a casual like tea light, a very small, a votive. It's a votive.
Yeah, a little tea light. And then she gave us a little journal that says morning pages on it. You know, pages for the morning.
Artist's way.
Yeah.
I think it's from Flying Tiger Copenhagen. I used to work there and I was fired twice.
Oh, no.
So they can
morning
suck my
pages
dick.
Is something from the Artist's Way.
Oh, okay.
But I liked Flying Tiger. Also, they had two things. No, we don't like them.
Oh, no, I love that store, but I will not go into the one near my college anymore because I was fired twice.
Well, it happens.
And then we have a collagen face mask.
Okay.
Wow.
And a twig.
Oh.
This is the most interesting
part. Is that
part.
Palo Santo? What is it?
I don't know. It's
it looks like Palo Santo.
Tan wood.
Does it?
What the hell is Palo Santo?
It's like incense that you light on fire and it smells good. Does that?
Oh, I'll light my whole house on fire by
accident. Wait, does that have a scent?
I almost had a dorm fire once.
Does it have a scent?
Okay, I'm smelling.
I need to know the scents, you guys. I need to know the
It's kind of menthol-y in a way and also kind of sweet.
It smells like it was next to an Altoid box.
Yeah.
Yeah, notes of Altoids, everyone.
Oh, hints of Altoid. Yeah. Great. It's probably Palo.
Yeah, and she also gave us a notebook in the beginning that I left there that had like an envelope that said our names on it with like stickers in it, like flower stickers.
Okay.
So she did the thing and it's, I don't know, my thoughts on it.
You said you felt mixed when you left.
Yes, I think. I'm all for a positive space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for an inclusive, positive space.
Yes.
I like
a supportive space.
Yeah, I like when people are brought together to talk about what they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like art, especially writing. Like, you know, I'm a comedy writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I told that to them and I'm like, yeah, I'm a comedy writer, but this is me trying to be serious. And they were really great about it. Nobody asked me to tell them a joke.
Great.
Wonderful. Love that shit. And yeah, I had a really good time. But overall, was it an evil time? No.
No.
Is Caroline a bad person? No, she's a lukewarm individual towards the warmer side, definitely, at most. Has she done stuff that's shitty? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But honestly, I'm not one to see the good in people, but I saw good in her.
All right.
So,
was it a scam? Yes.
Yes, it was. But
it was called The Scam.
The Scam.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Was it a scam?
For sure.
Yeah, it's called The Scam.
Yeah.
And I think that's all I can say.
Wow.
It's so interesting because it was almost like an Instagram story in person. Because really,
yes.
It sounded like what she was doing was, I'm going to bring all you guys together and you're going to get what you get from each other. And
yes.
I'm not really going to provide you with anything except the location. And that's sort of what, when you come up on someone's Instagram feed, you get what you need at that moment from their inspiration. But they're not really providing because they've already posted it.
The vibes I wrote in my notebook.
Okay.
The vibes of the event were turquoise jewelry Urban Outfitters going to Thailand for a gap year to find yourself.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
And honestly,
I'm not mad at that vibe.
I got down with
Mackenzie,
it.
Because you could do anything, though. You are good with people and you're a true journalist because you didn't pass judgment. You just said, I'm going to be open to the experience. Do you think that she is made any money? Like,
yes.
Off of, okay.
For sure.
Definitely mean money.
And she does sell watercolor paintings and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Were people purchasing stuff there also?
No, she wasn't selling anything there, actually.
So is it, it's sort of this like Tana Tanya thing. Exactly. I'll never get it right and I do not care to. It's sort of the same thing of like, I'm going to let you sort of be a fan of my life.
Yes.
And then that is how I will make my income.
Honestly, though. Like, isn't that what we're all doing in a sense? Like, literally me with Instagram, like,
all I want is for people to like me.
For people to look and think that I'm funny and meet people who are like-minded mm-hmm. and just take it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like through Instagram, I met you guys.
I know.
And like, it is a really powerful tool. But I think Caroline also said, which was really interesting to hear her say this. She was like, at everybody's core, we're just all trying to get people to like us.
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking about how she said, I finally came to terms with the scam. Like the alleged scam, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, the old workshops, because I came to terms with people, the criticism, and I came to terms with the fact that people hated me and that I wanted to be liked. Like she was like, me coming to terms with the fact that I wanted these people to like me really helped me get over it. And I was like, honestly, I admire her for being out there with it.
So she's fine.
Also, she knowingly knew that somebody in there could have been a squeaky
little rat.
Yeah, who's going to talk on a podcast?
Well,
little rat.
Well, there is something very interesting about her because I think that she is this, like, she is a writer. Like, she is like an artist. Like, the way in which she writes and has.
And spinning the story.
So much text, like, just coming out of her. Like, it's very, just pouring out of her. Like, she is, like, a very interesting artist. It's just that she can't channel it into something like a book for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would have honestly preferred if this was the type of thing, like, that, like, a handful of fans would, like, win a lottery.
Yes,
and
for
like
free.
Get to hang out with her for free and like talk about art.
That would have been like a more of value and a more like honest thing.
Yeah, and it would have just honestly just I think
been nice.
She would have gotten to hear more people's art.
Yeah.
And people brought art there for Caroline to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, but there's something about her that's just so
calculated.
Ugh.
It feels just very like
she's manipulated. Wealthy as all hell.
Yeah.
That's
what it is.
And honestly, like, I go to college with people that are rich, period.
Yeah.
Like, rich to the point that I could never understand.
Sure.
And they live a different life than I could ever imagine.
Their consequences are different.
And that is the product of how they've grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And Caroline is probably very calculated because she's went to Exeter, the boarding school, which is like Mark Zuckerberg went there. It's like a fancy schmancy boarding school. Like, all those kids are calculated.
Mm-hmm.
None of them let loose.
Right.
And if they do, it's in the classiest, fanciest way.
Or private, the most secretive
way. I was in this like fabulous apartment in the West Village. But like, I'm like, you got to be paying like $4,000 or $5,000 a month for that thing. But like, how does she pay her rent? And also, if she comes from that much money, why don't her parents just pay back her book thing?
That's what I'm wondering, like, and I don't think we'll ever know. Like,
is maybe she just got freaked out by the whole thing of writing a book.
I mean, I kind of had a soft spot in my heart when she said she spent all of her advance. Because when you get a sum of money, it's so exciting because they're giving it to you based on the fact you will do something. So it's very exciting because you're getting it for sort of pitching, which is very hard. It took me a year to create my pitch, but there's not really anything there yet. And so it feels kind of luxurious. You do feel like, wow, this company knows that I'm going to deliver. And it feels like a lot of pressure. And I'm somebody that does great with deadlines. And so there was like a series of months where I was just sort of thinking about the chapters I wanted, having a hard time, kind of moving slowly. And then at the very end, like, I just had to just go full throttle and spend every single day working. I would just go to a coffee shop, get an acai bowl and a coffee and write for 7 hours and then go home. And that's it.
I wouldn't know what I would do with that money. Like, you know, like opening ceremonies, having their summer sale shit. Like,
well, the money, like, basically, I think that the money, the advance in the sense of how it worked with me, it was like, because I wasn't working a full-time job.
Right.
I am not able to, some people are and they're really smart with their money. They were able to work full-time jobs or part-time jobs and use that advance to live. For me, that money was like my salary.
Right, exactly. So the advance, and that's what to it's me, supposed to be.
Yeah, so
for.
I didn't have a second job so I could just focus on the book because I wanted to make it as good as I could.
Caroline did say something that I did not agree with. I guess I kind of agreed with it, but it was just like weird hearing this from somebody that's never had a job. Mm-hmm. So basically this girl was like, hey, I have a like, she did like a little Q&A. She took like three questions from people. This girl was like, hey, I'm on a job right now. I'm an architect. It's like really creatively crushing because I want to work in fabrics. Like, what do I do? Like, this job is taking up all of my time. I don't have time to create. Like, I'm depressed, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And Caroline was like, you know, be your own patron. And what? She was like, be your own patron, like work so you have money to fund your art. And I'm like, that's so easy for you to say.
Yeah, it sounds like a fortune cookie or something.
Yeah, it's so easy for her to say that because she comes from extreme affluence. You know, her dad's like a Harvard-educated lawyer.
Well, it's hard. I mean, the book, I did have to like use that year to live off that money in the book. Yeah. And then when it's done, everyone's like, oh, you're like an author. And it's like, oh, yeah, but that was my salary for the year. Like, I don't have like an extra whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot and it was an investment. And so I do understand sort of the fear too of like, they've asked me to perform. I don't know if I can do it. It's a lot of pressure, but I don't know about the casual. It sounds casual to spend all of the money before you even create it.
Exactly.
It sounds a little casual to
me. And so I just got weirded out by that. Yeah, like the be your own patron stuff, because like when you're working, like, a job, like you're mm-hmm. 9 to 5. Like I would work at college at Flying Tiger Copenhagen, suck my nuts. They would like suck my nuts. They,
but not her almonds because
they're disgusting.
Yeah, they suck. I would work from like when I got out of class at 12 to like 10.
Yeah,
and I don't have time.
And then you have to do homework.
I don't have time to like do art. Mm-mm. Because I'm too busy working a job.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of weird for her to say, be your own patron, because when you're working, like you're really working, you don't have time for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, she didn't
You're fucking help. Exhausted.
You're fucking exhausted. Yeah. Like art is napping, like at that point in time, you know, napping. I'm sleeping like, and like, you know, she's doesn't understand like being paid like every other week. Like that's stifling, like, and that sucks. And she just
There's like a disconnect. It seemed like that there was some earnestness behind it that she was trying to sort of make up and create an opportunity. You did meet some amazing women.
Yes.
You did meet like-minded women, funny enough, even though we were kind of going in undercover. But at the same time, at the end of the day, she still felt very out of touch for what you need.
Really felt out of touch to me.
She doesn't share the same experience.
No, but as someone who, you know, is kind of doing like a crapshooty like major, like going to college for comedy, something that I really care about. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, what is she went to college for art history? Like, what is she doing with it?
Yeah,
and it's just like that's the luxury sometimes, you
of
know,
money.
Of money, and it makes me very jealous, and that's probably why I dislike her. A little bit, because like
it's a hard place to be, like when you are struggling and when you're in uncertainty and you're with people that have extreme affluence and they're that they don't feel or sense, or you don't get from them the same urgency that we have in our lives.
Yeah. And she said something on her Instagram that really rubbed me the wrong way. I sent it to you guys. She's like, people are just mad at me because of my privilege. And I was like,
maybe.
Yeah,
maybe that's part of it, but also maybe you suck.
Yeah, like she just seemed really out of touch. Like she was when she was talking about how she couldn't ask her parents for help during the
digital
part when she went viral, you know, getting a lot of hate online. She was like, some parents, like my parents have always been able to help, but some parents aren't able to help. Like I have it written down. She was like, some people's parents deal with like they don't have money, or they're dealing with mental illness or racism. And I was like, huh? Like my mom is a black lady. And
thanks for speaking on that.
Like literally racism has never gotten in the way of her helping her child.
Yeah.
But like I thought that was so out of touch. Like racism fucking sucks. Fuck that
it
shit.
It does exist. But it is
it
terrible.
It does exist. It is terrible. Yeah. But also, like,
why are you coming?
Why would you comment on that? That's not your thing to say.
It's also a thing you've experienced.
Yeah, like, I've never, like, I am in a comedy troupe that's all women of color. Right. We talk about our moms all the time because growing up with a mom of color is an experience in itself. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all day. And they're like, there's not, like, racism has never gotten the way of our moms being our mommies. Like,
and helping you and loving you.
It just shows how much she's out of touch.
Yes. And trying to grasp it.
Naming
things.
Afflictions. You know what I mean?
You know, like when people get chicken pox, it prevents you from parenting. Or when you have a sore throat.
Like,
also, she's not a parent.
No, so you are.
Don't like any of that, what she's saying.
Yeah. It's really, really, really silly. But I don't know. She just comes from a place that I don't understand. Yeah. And she comes from a world that I will never be a part of. And
it can be frustrating too.
Yeah. And it was. There were moments where I was like frustrated or I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
But honestly, she is drawing to her very creative people. Mm-hmm. And that's inspiring to me.
Yeah. And she pulled a room of women you really enjoyed.
I really like them. I really like all of them. Like, I was intimidated at first.
Of course.
But
what is the next event that our audience would like Mackenzie to be a rat at?
Yes, guys, let us know.
Guys, I will be in New York till the 27th, and then I'm back in Boston. So if you want me to go back to Lori Loughlin, I will.
We do.
We're going to need her to be a squeaky, squeaky rat
all over the place. Mackenzie's amazing, you guys. And she just, and I love your very open and honest interpretation of all of this.
I'm a sponge.
You are.
I'm a sponge.
A brilliant sponge. We've called you rat. We've called you sponge.
Whatever. I hate almonds. No.
You've learned a lot about Mackenzie, guys, but she's our princess and we just adore her and our funny comedy woman.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. And Mackenzie, where can everybody find you again?
My Instagram is just my name, Mackenzie, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. And that's where you can find me and like other stuff that I'm doing. That zine will be out probably
in
September.
And she has a really funny podcast.
I have a podcast.
Last time you were on, I didn't talk about it. The foot thing was so funny.
Yes. I have a podcast called Collection of Stories and it's in my Instagram bio and it's basically like my version of like a comedy tape.
It's funny.
And I just tell stories about like things that have happened to me, like a woman spitting in my hair or like the first bad experience I had at a college party where somebody who was dressed as a green witch told me to get out of there because he didn't know who I was and I had a UTI at the time and it sucked. Or like
just the common stories we all have.
The first time I stole pictures of my feet online and got scammed.
Great
and just basically and getting trampled at concerts. Yeah. Lori Loughlin have a whole thing about that.
Guys, I love the pod. It's great. I can't recommend
collection
it
of stories. It's on Bandcamp because I don't know how to put stuff on iTunes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
It's like hard. But going to Caroline Calloway's event, going to events is easy. So
yes. And thank you again to our patrons and again to our Patreon people.
Yeah.
We have a new Patreon.
The things.
7509-9414. Guys, we love you.
Fuck almonds.
For our next scam.
We love you. We don't love almonds.
Fuck almonds. Okay.
Hey guys, it's Sue. So in the time since we recorded this episode, which is a week, a very scathing Vice article has come out about this event, about another undercover reporter going in addition to our little Mackenzie. It wasn't nice. I think we did a good job of like being fair and balanced to Caroline and giving her the benefit of the doubt. But we just wanted to get Mackenzie's thoughts on that. So we have a little voice memo from her. Enjoy.
Hey guys, this is Mackenzie in the future. Right now I'm actually in a bathroom in California, so that's a little bit different than being in a studio in New York. But hey, future me, I have read the Vice article, and honestly, like, I agree. Like, I think her view, like, as a reporter was a little bit more scathing, like, than mine was, but at the, what she had to say, like, the honestly, like the skin and bones of it, like I agree. Like, I really don't think that Caroline was giving us anything to, like, she wasn't really telling us anything. And I feel like I really did learn more from the people in my group than from her. And, you know, maybe that was her intention, but that's not how she marketed the event. Like, we were supposed to learn creativity from Caroline Calloway, and we didn't do that. I learned creativity from the wonderful ladies in my group. So I have to agree with the article. Funny enough, though, I did actually sit next to that girl for the most part of the beginning of the scam. So that's funny. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Bye bye.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, a full investigation of Caroline Calloway and her event, The Scam. And it was a scam. Surprise, surprise. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.